6 after the hour, and as we go on the air, Pope Francis is meeting at the Vatican with Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, the president of the USCCB, Archbishop Jose Gomez, the vice president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Also in that meeting is Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston and other members of the Bishops' Conference to talk about what Cardinal DiNardo calls, using his words, the moral catastrophe of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Let's take a look at what's going on inside that meeting, try to handicap what's going on. Dr. Matthew Bunsen, senior contributor for EWTN, joins us this morning at 6 after the hour. Dr. Bunsen, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
What do we need to hear Cardinal DiNardo say at the conclusion of this meeting with Pope Francis today?
Well, I think the Cardinal himself made it very clear that there are a couple of very clear objectives that they have in mind. The first is to craft a plan going forward for how we're going to investigate everything that pertains to the scandal surrounding now Archbishop, former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. And from that, how we're then also going to move forward dealing with improving our handling of the clergy sexual abuse cases, but also dealing with the question that's emerged out of that, and that is the accountability of bishops, which I think also rests at the heart of the McCarrick scandal.
Of course, that issue is Archbishop Vigano's letter, the former apostolic nuncio to the United States, making a number of allegations in that letter. What do we need to hear about and clarify in that letter that those of us in the pews here in the United States have to hear?
Yeah, well, I think as you and I have even talked, the two questions that emerged immediately from the Vigano letter were, is he a credible witness to be making these types of allegations? Mm-hmm. And the other is, can any of these allegations actually be substantiated? The answer, I think, given his background, is yes, he's certainly credible, and that's something that dozens of American bishops, at least, are affirming, that in their view he is credible. Which raises the question then, what is the Holy See going to do to investigate the allegations that are pretty significant in Archbishop Vigano's letter, and doing it in a way that is transparent and comprehensive? And I think that's another aspect to this whole situation that has added sort of a layer of complexity to it. And I think Cardinal DiNardo is aware of it, and certainly the Holy See is aware of it, based on the fact that just a few days ago they issued a statement that there would in fact be an investigation and some kind of a public statement regarding the allegations in the near future.
With the Archbishop Vigano letter and with the communications that we've heard from many of our bishops in dioceses across the United States, Dr. Bunsen, does the Holy See appreciate the credibility gap that exists between the bishops and the faithful? Bishops have mentioned this themselves. Does the Holy See understand the gravity of that situation here in the States?
My sense is that a meeting like the one that they're having, in fact, right now with Cardinal DiNardo, with Archbishop Jose Gomez, and, of course, with Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who, aside from being the Archbishop of Boston, is also the head of the Commission for the Protection of Minors, a Vatican organization, a Vatican committee. I think that is a fact and a real concern that is being communicated once again to the Holy See. The message from the C9, or the Council of Cardinals, the nine cardinals who advise Pope Francis just a few days ago, makes it clear, I think, that the Holy See is more and more aware of the gravity of the situation. But as you note, that key word there, credibility, there has to be some kind of step taken in order to improve that situation, because in the wake of the McCarrick scandal, in the wake of the Pennsylvania grand jury, there is a credibility gap at this point, and only the Holy See can investigate bishops. Only the Holy See can really deal with the issue of bishops. And I think that's something that the Holy See is aware of, but the steps going forward as yet are unclear.
Dr. Matthew Bunsen joining us, senior contributor from EWTN. We're talking about a meeting that is going on as we speak right now between Pope Francis, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, the president of the USCCB, also Archbishop Jose Gomez, the vice president, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, and other members of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, talking about the sex abuse crisis in the United States. No matter what Cardinal DiNardo may say, or Archbishop Gomez, or Cardinal O'Malley may say, do we still need to hear the words coming out of Pope Francis's mouth to move forward?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Holy Father has to lead in this. He is the only one who can truly deal with the deeper questions that have emerged as a result of the McCarrick scandal. This was a member of the College of Cardinals. And as we have seen with his leadership in Chile, Pope Francis can move very decisively. And I think we need to see that same type of a response from Pope Francis for the crisis now in the United States. As I was saying, the Holy See has to lead the way in this. That is the way it has always been done historically, but also the way that we have to do this spiritually for the Church. Pope has to lead us in a process of authentic reform and renewal if it's going to be effective and truly lasting.
Dr. Bunsen, is the Church bracing for other Pennsylvania-like disclosures from other states?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's very clear that we're looking probably right now at perhaps as many as 30 other attorneys general from different states launching similar investigations of the one that we've just seen in Pennsylvania. I know that the state of New York is looking at one. We're seeing church officials in Illinois dealing with the attorney general there on the same questions. So this is something we're going to have to brace for and deal with over the coming years. But at the same time, I think we need to have a lot of answers, great clarity in what exactly happened if we're going to appreciate the full dimensions of it. And also, again, regain the trust and credibility, not just of Catholics, which is vital, but also of the position of the Catholic Church in wider culture.
Dr. Bunsen, why do you think Pope Francis was so demonstrative dealing with the sex abuse crisis in the church in Chile and not here in the United States, at least so far?
What we saw in Chile, as Pope Francis himself admitted, there were some mistakes, he said, and I'm quoting, of perception and judgment. And he moved very quickly then once he understood the true dimensions of the problem. It's our hope, I think, that Pope Francis, now that he's becoming more aware of the situation in the United States, will undertake a similar swift move, and one, I think, that needs to be as decisive as the one was in Chile. I don't think anybody's calling for Pope Francis to summon all of the bishops of the United States to Rome. But one of the things that was lost a little bit in yesterday's news, because there's so much coming from so many different directions, is the fact that Pope Francis is organizing a very significant conference in February of all of the heads of the Episcopal conferences from around the world. That's about 135 or so bishops and cardinals. The question there is, what's going to be the participation of lay people and what's going to come from that conference? Because after all, Episcopal conferences technically don't have that much legal weight to deal with a crisis directly. So again, we come back to the need for the Holy Father's involvement.
And that's what we've heard from many of our bishops, thanks be to God, here in the United States, is to get lay involvement in any potential scandals that may affect a diocese in the future here in the United States. That's been the message from many bishops, from Bishop Zubik, Bishop Caggiano in Bridgeport, talking about that transparency and also getting the lay involved in this. Are we at the very beginning of a cleansing in the church? So while it may be a very difficult process, the purgation, all purgation is very difficult and very painful. Are we at the beginning of a cleansing process in our church and thus at a moment of great hope for the future of where we will be in the remainder of the 21st century in the Catholic Church in the United States and around the world?
Yes, I think this is going to have to be a long and potentially painful process for us, but any authentic reform needs to be. We've seen that in the history of the church. We've seen, for example, in the era of Catherine of Siena, who was a lay person, a Dominican lay person, but who was able in her time to influence very profoundly the life of the church. She was able to talk directly to popes and to cardinals and to bishops. And Cardinal DiNardo himself, in his various statements, has really made an effort to note that lay people have to be involved in this process. We cannot expect the bishops to police themselves. We cannot expect the bishops to reform themselves exclusively without the involvement of lay people. It goes back to that word again, credibility. We need to have a full investigation into what happened, especially surrounding Cardinal McCarrick. We need to have as well a process in place that can really restore the trust of all of the faithful. And lay people have to have a role in that.
Dr. Bunsen, any world leader isn't going to base their information solely on what's in the press, but is the Vatican bureaucracy, while there might be some people trying to hide some things about a variety of matters at some of the time, but more thick and complex than we can imagine that the Holy Father wouldn't get accurate information about things?
We certainly hope that the Holy Father's relying on the advice and counsel of those with a broad vision of the life of the Church. I think as more and more information comes out, I think we're going to see that there have been voices in the Vatican who have spoken very clearly about this. And I think that there will be more to come as we begin to appreciate the dimensions of how Theodore McCarrick was able to rise to the highest levels of the American hierarchy, become a cardinal and remain in power and to wield such influence in the pontificate of Pope Francis. And I think those are answers that a lot of people want. And there, I can guarantee that there are a lot of people in the Vatican who want those answered as well, because they recognize very clearly after 15 years of the massive scandal that has been plaguing the American Church, that this is a problem that is truly universal, as we're seeing in Honduras, in Australia, in Ireland, the United States. Any solution then has to come from the Holy See, but it also has to be comprehensive and universal, and that's going to require the voices of a lot of bishops from around the world.
Dr. Bunsen, we know you're on a tight timetable. One more quick question. The Pope is also meeting with Cardinal Donald Wuerl, the Archbishop of Washington, today to talk about accepting his resignation, which he submitted by canon law when he was 75. That was 3 years ago. The Pope did not accept it. He remained in Washington, D.C. as the Archbishop. Will he accept that resignation today, especially given what has been alleged in the Pennsylvania grand jury report?
I would expect that when Cardinal Wuerl meets, this is going to be discussing two key points. The first is what that exit strategy would look like and how Cardinal Wuerl then can participate in a very positive way in constructing the program that we need for reform here in the United States. And then the other very significant question of who is going to follow him as Archbishop of Washington, which is now a very difficult position to put someone in. It's very reminiscent, in fact, of Boston after Cardinal Law stepped down, and of course Cardinal O'Malley came in under what anyone would agree were incredibly difficult circumstances, in much the same way that Archbishop Charles Chaffieu, arriving in Philadelphia, faced such a torrent of problems.
Dr. Matthew Bunsen is senior contributor for EWTN, taking a look at the meeting going on right now between members of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and Pope Francis on the sex abuse crisis affecting the church in the United States. Dr. Bunsen, as always, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you, and let's all keep praying.